The Enchanting World of Hinge and Bracket.
Even today, we hear love song of yore. Deep in our hearts, it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way. Still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when night's dim shadows fall, love will be found the sweetest song of all. Just the song at twilight, when the lights are low and the sleeping shadows softly come and go. Oh, the heart be weary, send the day and the morn. Still to us at twilight comes a love all gone, comes a love all sweet.
Nice, dear. Very nice indeed. Lovely song.
Oh, look, Hilda. It's still pouring down outside, and I did want to spend some time in the garden today.
Well, there's nothing stopping you, dear. You know where the umbrella is.
I want to put that weed killer on the lawn.
I'm afraid you're a day too late, dear. It says on the bottle, apply 24 hours before heavy rain.
Stupid instructions. And how am I supposed to know when it's going to rain?
Well, you did mention yesterday morning that your corns were giving you a bit of jip.
That was because you trod on my foot.
Did I, dear?
Twice.
Well, I thought I'd missed it the first time. Sorry, dear, just a joke. A corny one.
Well, if gardening is out of the question, I think I'll just read my library book.
Good idea. What book have you got this week?
It's a sci-fi.
Oh, it's about gramophones, is it?
Sci-fi, Hilda. Short for science fiction.
Oh, yes, well, yes, yes, of course. I mean, I knew that. What's it called, then, dear?
It's called The Horror from Another World.
Oh, I didn't know someone had written a book about your mother.
Hilda, really? Mind you, you could be right.
Is it any good?
Oh, it's terribly exciting, dear. I'm on the last couple of chapters, and it's gripping. Most exciting. Now, where is it? I think I left it on the sideboard.
Was it a red one, dear?
Yes.
Oh, I took it back with mine yesterday.
Hilda, why did you do that?
Well, mine was so boring.
Mine wasn't.
Never mind, dear. It was probably the butler who did it. Now, seeing that you've mislaid your library book, can I suggest we have a game of Scrabble?
No, thank you, dear.
Why?
Because you cheat.
Oh, Evadne, how can you say such a thing?
Easily, it's true. Just because I use words you've never heard of doesn't mean I cheat. The last time we played, you put down monkey. M-U-N-K-Y.
Well, I'm sure I saw it on Call My Bluff. Now, come along and we'll play Scrabble.
All right, but on one condition. We stick strictly to the rules. The word must be in the dictionary.
Very well. Now, come on. Pick out 7 letters and put them on your little rack.
Righto.
Ah. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I've got a very good word here.
What is it, Hilda?
Oh, I can't tell you, dear. It's naughty.
Oh, come on, Hilda. What is it?
No, you're not supposed to look, but it's a good one.
Oh, you're so exasperating, Hilda Brackett.
Yes, well, I think you'd better start, dear. I dare put this one down.
Very well, then. Idiot.
Evadne, that's not very nice.
I-D-I-O-T, idiot. That's my word. Now I've scored, let me see, 14 points. Beat that.
Yes, well, if I use your tea and I put O-P-A-Z, Topaz, yes, that's 17 points. And a double word, that's 34 to me.
Your turn.
I'm winning, aren't I? Do you give in yet? You see, I'm very good at this game, aren't I? I've got an aptitude for it. It's my vocabulary, you know, that helps.
Hilda, will you stop chattering, please, and let me concentrate?
Oh, sorry, dear. Your turn. Take your time.
I can't go now.
Well, my chattering didn't make any difference then, did it? Let me have a look at what you've got.
You're not supposed to, dear.
Nonsense. If you can't help a friend in need, who can you help? Now, let me see. Yes. Oh, yes. Look, if you put B-L-E after the A in Topaz, you've got Able. That's 6 points to you.
Oh, thank you, Hilda.
Don't mention it, dear. Now, if I put my letter C in front of your Able, I've got Table, which is 9 points, and it's a double word score, so that's 18. So I'm even further ahead. You're not very good, either.
Oh, good. Visitors. Now we can put this silly game away.
You always want to do that when you're losing, don't you? Leave it set out and we'll finish it later. Coming! Teddy, it's you. And I must say, a very, very wet Teddy.
Well, it's the rain, Hilda, love.
I thought it might be, yes. But I notice these things, you know. Now, come in, dear.
I'll just wipe my feet on the mat, Hilda.
Oh, there's no need to, dear. Just wipe your shoes.
Oh, Hilda, love, you're always ready with your repartee.
Yeah, I like to indulge in a little spot of banter, Mr. Trent. This way, dear. It's Teddy, dear.
Oh, hello, Evadne.
My word, you're soaking wet.
Yes, he says it's the rain, Evadne. And he should know he is the town clerk.
Most of it's on my raincoat.
Most of it's on the carpet.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, nothing important.
That's a matter of opinion, dear. You see, Teddy, we're having a game of Scrabble.
Oh, I like Scrabble. Who's winning? I expect it's you, Evadne.
What makes you think that?
Well, you know, her being so, how can I put it?
Intelligent?
Yes, that's right. And so well-read.
Well, she is when I don't take her library book back.
But not that I'm casting any aspersions on you, Hilda Love. I mean, how can I put it?
Crafty?
Yes. No.
Thank you, Teddy Trent. It's a pity you have to go out in the rain again so soon.
Oh, dear. Have I put my foot in it?
No more than usual, dear.
Mm. Are these your letters here, Evadne?
Yes, it's my turn. I was just thinking it over.
Oh, well, I mean, look at this lot, Evadne. You can put all 7 letters down here.
Really?
Yes, look. S-Q-U go there. Then there's the E at the end of cable. Then you put A-L-E-D after the E and it makes squealed. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Now, let me see. Now, that's 1, 11, 12, 13. A double letter makes 15, 16, 17, 19... And I'm on 2 triple word scores, so that's 9 times 19 is 171, plus 50 for putting all the 7 letters down to once, making 221 altogether.
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes, Hilda Love.
Will you close the door on your way out?
But, I wasn't thinking of going just yet.
Pity.
I think I'm winning now, Hilda.
Well, I'll make a pot of tea. Oh, dear. Oh, I am a clumsy girl. Oh, I've knocked the Scrabble board over. Oh, what a shame. Because I think you'd let me in there, Evadne.
A possible 250 points for me. But we'll never know now, will we?
No, we won't.
So we'll call it a draw.
Very generous.
No, Teddy. Are you stopping for a cup of tea?
No, no, no. I haven't time, Hilda, love. I only popped over to tell you some important news.
Oh, has Peggy left you, then?
I said my wife leave me.
Oh, I just thought she might have been playing patience, and she lost hers when you insisted on telling her which cards to play.
I'd never dream of doing such a thing.
Really? Well, Teddy, what is this important news?
Well, strictly on the QT, you understand. It's not been made public yet.
Yes.
I mean, seeing as I'm town clerk, I get to know these things.
Yes.
And you know me, I don't mince words.
Yes. No, no.
I mean, there's no need to go to Leeds via Glasgow, is there?
Not unless you're desperate for a haggis.
No, I mean, you know me, get it done, get it said. That's always been my motto.
Well, up to now it has.
What it all boils down to is we've got a bit of a problem.
Yes, yes, I would agree with you there.
Well, when I say we, I don't mean us. Well, I do mean us, because it affects all of us.
Yes, Mrs. Ruddleston's lilac tree has fired this year, if happened.
And she had the loveliest day of roses.
Yes, I know.
Hilda, what are you talking about Mrs. Ruggleston's garden for when I'm telling you something important?
Oh, I was just passing the time until you got to the point, dear.
By which time the lilac and the roses will have faded.
It's the council, you understand. They've got a very awkward problem.
I know. Teddy Tranter, town clerk.
It's to do with the roundabout.
The one you've been going round for the last 10 minutes.
No, no, the one they're going to build right outside your front garden.
Oh, good. What?
It's the new ring road. They've got to put the roundabout somewhere, Hilda love.
Now, why can't they put it outside your garden, Teddy?
I objected.
Well, we're objecting.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't. It's too late.
Shouldn't we have been informed?
Well, at the behest of the council, I did draft out a letter for you. And to save the postage, I thought I'd deliver it myself.
And you didn't?
No, I kept forgetting.
Oh.
Well, I mean, one objection wouldn't have made any difference.
I could have raised a petition.
No waste of time. No one would sign it in case the roundabout was built outside their garden.
So we're the ones who are going to suffer.
Yes, but look on the bright side, ladies. I mean, think of the advantages. It'll open a whole new window on your life. They can be very interesting, you know, these continental juggernauts.
The whole idea is totally appalling to me. The very thought of it makes my flesh creep. It's absolutely horrendous, outrageous.
It's unthinkable.
Oh, so you're not keen.
We're certainly not.
You won't like the bad news, then.
Therefore?
Well, the thing is, would you object to them parking their bulldozers in your garden?
Teddy? I think you've taken leave of your senses.
Apart from which, there's no room for bulldozers in our garden.
Oh, don't worry about it. They'll make room.
Hilda, it's ridiculous having a protest march to the town hall. There are only two of us.
We'll gather supporters on the way, dear.
We didn't attract many to our meeting in the village hall.
Oh, I don't know. Three turned up.
Mm-hmm. And two of those thought it was a whisk drive.
You can talk. What about your banner?
They shall not pass.
I'm sure half the village thought it was something to do with mastermind.
Let's face it, Hilda. We are beating our heads against a brick wall. So, I've been thinking.
Yes, I thought you might have. Mm-hmm.
We must face facts. We are two elderly ladies. Speak for yourself, then. As I was saying, two ladies are not going to halt the march of progress.
Where's your spirit gone, Evadne? The spirit that put the great into Great Britain. This sceptred isle. This jewel set in a silver sea. This demi-paradise. We must fight them on the beaches. We must fight them at the bottom of the garden. We must fight them on the roundabout. We will never surrender. They're always
here. For goodness sake, stop it.
For we've all been yours.
Well, it's made me feel a lot better, dear.
The outcome is inevitable. We must make the best of things. We'll just have to learn to live with it.
How do you learn to live with a bulldozer? I mean, they're not known for their endearing qualities.
The roundabout, dear. If we must have one, let's make sure we have the best roundabout in the British Isles.
I'm not with you, dear.
Well, shrubs and flowers, fountains playing, fish swimming lazily in a lily pond, a clump of rhododendrons, a bird bath.
A putting green.
Why not, dear? The putting green.
A miniature railway, a few lions and tigers, a boating lake, a bandstand, a ski slope. You're talking rubbish, Anthony.
Just think about it for a moment. Our roundabout could be the envy of the country. We might even be on television, you know, interviewed by David Attenborough.
Oh, yes, David Attenborough. Sweet boy. Yes, he's awfully nice, isn't he? I prefer him to Richard, of course. You know what I mean, sir? He can study the wildlife of Stacks and Trestle any time he likes.
I imagine we might have people coming from miles around.
Yes. Evadne, I've just had an idea. What with the increase in the traffic and all the sightseers, there's going to be a great need for refreshments.
I hope you're not going to invite them into the front room for a cup of tea.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Oh, Hilda.
No. It's my idea to open a tea garden. We could put tables and chairs out on the front lawn and those big umbrellas advertising, "It's the right one."
Ludicrous.
It's not as ludicrous as turning a roundabout into a botanical garden.
If it wasn't for my botanical garden, there'd be no need for your tea garden.
Exactly, and I'm glad you agree with me. So that's settled. You can take care of the birds and bees, and I'll look after the cakes and teas.
You've no experience, dear.
You don't need experience to serve someone with a cup of tea and a cucumber sandwich. Just a friendly smile and a large tray. I think I'd make a jolly good waitress.
It's not as easy as you think, dear.
Well, tell you what. Let's have a practice, then. Try me out. Go on, go on.
Try me out. Right, Hilda, you are the waitress.
Yes.
And I shall be an extremely awkward customer.
Yes, and I'm sure you'll play the part to perfection.
Are you inferring something, Hilda?
Only that you are an excellent actress, dear.
Thank you.
Not at all. Now, carry on. Stop being awkward.
Right. I enter the tea garden.
Yes.
And sit down.
Yes.
Now, what would you do if I snap my fingers in the air?
Probably shout, "Olé!"
No. You would hurry over to take my order.
Of course I would, dear. Now, what can I get you, madam?
Well, for a start, a clean tablecloth.
Fried or boiled. Sorry, there. I was keeping the customer amused.
And you're not amused, are you? I want a clean tablecloth and less insolence from you, you incompetent wretch.
You've done this before, haven't you, Evadne?
I'm acting, dear. Awkward customer, remember?
Yes, but there's no need to inject so much vehemence.
Hilda, if you are going to be so sensitive, it's best to forget the whole idea.
No. I'll control my natural instincts and take your order.
Very well. I'd like a toasted tea cake.
We haven't got any.
You mustn't have.
If I say we haven't got any, we haven't got any. So go and try somewhere else. Hilda.
You are supposed to be a polite waiter.
Well, I've decided to be an awkward one, so I don't care. We haven't had any good luck yet. And we don't want your guide to do it, so thank you, Mr.
I thank you, Mandy.
Did you catch the last post, dear?
Only just. The postman was early, you see. He wanted to get finished so he could go on a sponsored walk.
So, the deed is done.
Yes. The orders and checks are away. All we can do is wait for delivery.
Now, I've been looking at your list, dear, and I cannot see quite why you ordered so much crockery for your tea garden.
Breakages, dear.
Well, you're not expecting your customers to be violent, are you?
No, but I might be.
And then, did it have to be sewed china, dear?
But of course. You know what these continental lorry drivers are like. They always call a spode a spode.
I just thought of that one.
I don't suppose you wish you'd thought of it.
You're so right.
And while we're on the subject, why have you ordered a new lawnmower for your roundabout? What's wrong with the one we've got?
Well, I want one with a seat on so I can drive it.
Oh, I see. So, when you're mowing your lawn, you can give a royal wave to passers-by. It would have been cheaper to buy a sheep, dear.
That's silly, Hilda.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right. You would have looked foolish sitting on a sheep.
Now, look here, Hilda. We've spent most of the day looking through garden catalogues and crockery lists, and we've missed our daily rehearsal.
Do you think it matters, just for once?
Well, of course it does. Even if it's only one song.
Oh, you're right. Well, very well. I tell you what, then. Just one song. Then we'll have some tea. Do you know the one I'd like to just go over for the concert thing? That nice one from Gay's The Word, Ivers.
Oh,
yeah. You're
trying to...
You'll get to
I
know.
Sometimes
be honest. Yes, that's right. Yes. If only he looked my way, just stop to say a word of greeting. This let's pretend would end there and then. For any moment when my heart stopped beating, if only he turned to smile.
I was doing my little dance. One of those schottische things. Of course, they don't do those anymore today, you know. And he was sitting in the stage box. And I saw a mess of curly hair and a white gardenia. He always wore a white gardenia. And at the end of my dance, he threw it onto the stage. It landed at my feet and I picked it up. He was very upset because afterwards he came round to apologize. And the next night. And the night after that too. That was my big romance. He never knew. And afterwards, when he went away, which was very casual, I just carried on dancing my little schottische. But I've often wondered, what would it have been like?
If only he looked my
Teddy Tranter tapping at the window.
What does he want, I wonder?
Well, we'll soon find out.
Oh, sorry,
Teddy. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Was that your thumb?
Oh, don't worry about it, Hilda Love. I've got another one.
Well, you better look out, dear. I've got another window.
What are you doing here, Teddy?
Well, I knocked on the front door, but obviously you didn't hear me. The thing is, I found the letter.
Oh, that's good news. He's found a letter, evidently.
Which letter, Teddy?
Well, the one from the council about the ring road and the roundabout.
Oh, well, don't worry about it, Teddy, dear. We've accepted the fact that it's going to happen. And we've planned accordingly, haven't we, evidently?
We certainly have. And we're very excited about it.
Oh, yes, we're most excited. You see, we've turned the whole thing to our advantage.
and to our profit, and we've got some wonderful ideas.
Marvelous. We can't wait to get started.
It's the best thing the council has ever done for us. The shrubs and chairs and tables should be here next week.
Yes. Well, here's the letter then, Evadne.
Well, shall I take it, dear? I mean, it doesn't really matter, but we'll have a look at it anyway. Here we are. Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Hilda?
It's the ring road, dear. They're not starting it till 1995.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Racket were joined by rambling Roy Barraclough as Teddy Tranter. The program is written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, and Ron McDonnell, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.